Now 6:17, time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
How has it never occurred to us to do what the airline industry did, and that is strengthen the cockpit doors to the studio where we can prevent these people like Chris from barging in
during
important 8:40 broadcasting time?
Great idea.
Yeah. It's amazing that it's never occurred to us to do that.
Right.
Or just simply get a lock for the door. They always bust in.
Somehow it keeps Clarence out.
What?
Our door. I guess it's just strong enough to keep.
Yeah. I think Junior has an access to a magnetic lock over there that keeps Clarence out.
Man.
Speaking of cockpits, I have a couple of airline-related stories for you right now. One is, I don't know if you saw this from Air Canada, that they had a pilot that piloted more than 900 flights without a proper pilot's license.
Whoa.
He's been charged with complex fraud, whatever that is. 59-year-old Jeffrey Wall, he was promoted to captain without the proper license in 2009, and he got away with flying 900 flights, including on some of the airline's largest jets. And we're talking those big 777s and 787s, 1310s. That's one of my favorite models. Now, he did have a commercial pilot's license, but he didn't have the highest certification required to fly as captain. But he forged some documents, I guess, and to misrepresent his qualifications to both the airline and aviation regulators up there. And then all of a sudden he was the supreme pilot. He got a fake certificate to be a supreme pilot.
Okay, what he did is not right.
Uh-oh.
It's not the way to go about
defending.
It. But after 900 flights, if you're that airline or another airline when you go...
I was going to ask the same thing. I mean, if he's proven he can do it, I mean, come on.
Of course, I guess if he's in jail for fraud or complex flawed or fraud, whatever that was.
What was that?
Flawed guy.
Flawed. The deputy chief of police up there who was involved in this investigation said this is similar to a doctor that is licensed to practice family medicine but is doing brain surgery in their office. But if all the brain surgeries are successful,
900 of them, did it
everybody's
pretty good.
Getting successful brain surgery who's on the flight. So,
God, could you imagine if he did have a problem and had some sort of terrible incident? And
you think there'd be a lawsuit?
Came out that, oh, my gosh.
That's why you can't let him keep flying just because he hasn't crashed the plane
yet. So can all of those people who were passengers on those 900 flights, can they sue? Saying, yes, something bad didn't happen, but your lax policies or your lack of oversight had someone who wasn't qualified to fly this plane and certified to fly to take me and my family somewhere.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I guess you can't prove injury.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, but this dude somehow got away with it. But, Yeah, I kind of am in the camp, because I love chaos and mayhem, that we need to retroactively award him his wings.
Pilot of the year.
Yeah, pilot of the year. I mean, he is a great pilot. I mean, here he can even do it without even being trained to do it.
Yeah.
So he's just flying on pure instinct.
Can he now go reapply with his hours that he illegally accumulated?
Yeah, will they count those hours? Can he list them off? They count them? I don't know. But he got away with it, and now he has not gotten away with it anymore. He's going to go to the Green Top Hilton. Green Top.
Hey, didn't we just learn that yesterday?
Green Top Circus? Green Top Motel?
The Green Top Inn?
Yeah.
Crossbar Hilton or Green Top Inn?
Yeah, that's it. And then this next story also involves an airport. Now, somehow I missed the story. It happened in March. The incident happened in March. And it did happen in Florida. Believe it or not, a Florida man is in trouble. A Florida man is in trouble.
Every day.
Unbelievable.
Okay, this is how it begins. After crashing through an airport's gate and trying to hijack a plane, Brian Parker admitted that he drank alcohol, snorted cocaine, and smoked marijuana after leaving an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting.
Meeting didn't work.
So he's coming back from a meeting, and not only does he drink, but he also snorts coke and smokes pot.
The triple threat.
That had to be the worst the least effective Alcoholics Anonymous meeting of all time. 58-year-old guy, this Brian Parker, he's accused of driving his blue Ford Mustang through a locked gate at the Daytona Beach International Airport. He said on the dash cam or the body cam of the officer who arrested him, he said, "I was at my house and people started chasing me." He nearly crashed his Ford Mustang into a taxiing aircraft. Before he got out of his car, he then ran to another aircraft in the area, and an airport operations technician chased him down, pulls him out of the plane that he had jumped in, and sat him on his truck's tailgate, the aircraft operator guy's truck's tailgate. Then Parker jumps off the tailgate, runs towards another plane before he was once again apprehended, placed in handcuffs. Parker, who was barefoot, told a deputy that he didn't remember how he or his car got to the airport. This is right after it happened. He didn't remember. His quote was, "I am tired. I ran a lot."
Amnesia.
He had amnesia.
Yeah, clearly.
He faces charges of attempted aircraft piracy.
Piracy, maybe.
Did he have an eye patch?
Interesting. Piracy.
That's what that's called. Not hijacking, piracy.
Because if you try to steal a plane, it's aircraft piracy?
Is it because we see it as like a ship?
Yeah, I guess. It's an airship.
Yeah.
But it does seem... Piracy should only apply to older ships and current DVDs. Or music.
Yeah, there's a lot of software piracy.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's a strange term because it only applies to old ships and physical entertainment media. I guess it could be software entertainment media, too. And now aircrafts, we're finding out. So, attempted aircraft piracy, 2 counts of exposure of sexual organs. Well, they kind of skipped over that in the story.
When did that happen?
Burglary of an unoccupied conveyance. Okay, they're just making stuff up now.
Yeah, no one in Florida is going to understand those charges. They've got to
kind
of dumb those charges down a little bit.
Yes. Burglary of an unoccupied conveyance. Trespass upon operational area of an airport. Criminal mischief. DUI crash with damage, refusal to submit to DUI testing, and DUI third offense within 10 years.
Man, that's a long list.
Yeah. He's this man knows how to go hard.
Yeah. Bad decision, though, Coach.
Oh. And in the world of politics, do you like it or do you hate it when someone does something kind of sneaky to win an election or... Or even this could apply to sports, too, when a team finds a loophole in the rules, so they do something that it's like, oh, but that, you're not supposed to do that. Well, there's nothing, no rule against it or whatever. And does that fascinate you to the point where you're like, okay, all right, I kind of like that. I like the spirit. Or do you go, come on, that just pisses me off.
I think if I like the politician or the team, then I think it's awesome.
Okay, so you're what's wrong with the world. Like, you hated Hack-A-Shack. Yeah, I think you guys are always in the camp of you hate it when someone does something that's legal, but against what you feel is the spirit of the game.
Yeah. And
not a big fan of
and
it.
And I'm consistent there. I hated when the Spurs did Hack-A-Mitch during the NBA Finals. They were fouling Mitchell Robinson.
And you also hated the shift. You hated the shift in baseball.
Hated the shift.
Yes. See, I kind of like that one because it is fascinating to watch him shoot free throws.
He's the worst free throw shooter in the history of the game. It is amazing.
That he's a professional basketball player. You can get a five-year-old to do just as well.
Yes, but I still hated it.
And I can't open up the shift argument again. That one confused me as a non-sports fan. Like, I always remember, it seems like they used to do that when I was a kid, not the full shift, but it was like, try to go where you think the ball's going to go.
Yeah.
Just seemed like that's the way you're supposed to play. And it was like, no, you got to stay within this square. Have they started painting that out in the outfield, where the center fielder has to stay in this square, and then the second baseman has to stay right around
that
here?
That may be next.
You can't go outside these lines, or you're out of position. Anyway, so in Alaska, there's an election going on there, a U.S. senator. He's running for re-election in Alaska. And he faces a field of 15 competitors. And they have kind of the strange rule up there that the top four vote-getters, I guess, somehow advance in the round. They go into the World Cup semifinals.
Okay.
But his name is Dan Sullivan. You know, Senator Dan Sullivan from Alaska?
Sully.
I don't keep up with politics. Sully. But there's another dude who's entered the race, and his name is Dan Sullivan.
Okay.
And
the regular Dan Sullivan,
he thinks that this is all orchestrated by his Democratic rival, who he's going to ultimately run against, that convinced this other Dan Sullivan to enter the Republican side of things to muddy the waters and siphon some votes.
Is there a middle initial to distinguish between the two, or
I'm sure they're going to try to do something like that, right?
But the real Dan Sullivan's been running on just his name. He hasn't been running on Dan B. Sullivan.
Right. Yeah. And still, even if they throw the initials in there, there's going to be a lot of voters who are not going to know the difference.
Right.
And they'll just pick the one they think is right or the first one that they see.
This is pretty sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be mad if I were the real Dan Sullivan.
Yes, and he is. He's hopping mad about this. He says that they're purposely trying to trick my constituents to rig the election. But there's no rule against having the same name as someone else, particularly if your parents picked that long ago. And you just happened to decide you wanted to... I want to jump into politics. Why? Why are you objecting? Isn't this good? That we should all be involved in politics.
Boy, this is a great Gordo move.
Yeah, I hate this kind of stuff. I wish that, like, all the ridiculous gerrymandering that goes on and the...
Hey, guys.
Just, hey, Jerry, how are you?
Gotta go.
It's just so... It's so cheap. And what's even cheaper than all of that to me is how a side will complain that this is not fair when they have also... They were just doing something very unfair the time before.
Right.
And they were like, hey, look at this. No, this is just this is just good, solid, clever running. This is running smartly. And they were all talking like that. And this is the other side. They're whining, going, it isn't fair. What is fair? And as soon as it turns around, it's like, hey, now this is not fair.
Right.
Oh, wait a second.
You got the attitude, dog.
That's what annoys me the most about everything. Anyway, a little fun stuff there.
All right. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.